Welcome to Everyday Questions with Pastor Dave, a show where we explore life's perplexing questions and answers that can be found in the Bible. Join us as we seek for understanding, wisdom, and guidance together in our daily lives for every situation. Today's question is...
The rapture. When and how? So much confusion about the rapture. When will it happen? Will it happen? Let's clear that up from the pages of the Bible. First off, Christian, the doctrine that's been preached concerning the rapture will lead to the largest falling away of the faith ever experienced by the church in the last days. Well-meaning preachers and pastors preparing their flocks for a real event that will happen, but unfortunately not understanding exactly when it will happen, will lead to Christianity not being prepared for hard times, persecution, tribulation, and death. First of all, the rapture will take place. Let's look at 2 Thessalonians. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye not soon be shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter from us, as that day, and that day, the day of Christ, is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now Paul writes to the churches, to the church of Thessalonica, because they are expecting the rapture to take place any day. I mean, they're letting their daily life duties go to the wayside, looking up into the heavens every few minutes, expecting to be snatched out of there. He says, settle down, relax, not happening now. I don't care what you've heard or who said it, it's not happening now. But let me tell you when it's going to happen. And he goes on to explain that there will first be a great falling away of the faith, and then he places an exact time stamp on when it will happen. And the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. There's your time stamp. And Daniel's going to nail that later. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God. And there's another time stamp right there, showing himself that he is God. Now, this is a description of the Antichrist. The Bible says in the last days, the man of sin will appear. He's going into the Jewish temple and proclaiming himself to be God. The second Jewish temple was destroyed in 70 AD. The third one will be built in the last days of this world. Daniel writes of the existence of the last days temple, the third temple, and it's built just prior or during the first days of the tribulation period. Personally, I believe the consecration of the third temple will begin the tribulation period, as the Jews will have completed their rejection of Christ by returning to the sacrificial law that has been absent from Judaism since the prophetic destruction of the second temple in 70 AD. This destruction of the second temple was a direct punishment from God for rejecting Messiah and crucifying him on the cross. Now let's look at Daniel's description of this time period events and the same event Paul spoke of in 2 Thessalonians, just above, and Daniel's exact time stamp for the event. That's the amazing part. Daniel 9:27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. And let's go to 11:31. And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength. They shall take away the daily sacrifice. They shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. And one more from Daniel 12:11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1290 days. All right, we got three verses there, all speaking about the temple, all speaking about an abomination that takes place within the temple, and the last verse telling you exactly when it's going to happen. Daniel prophesies that a seven-year peace treaty will be signed between the nation of Israel and this new world leader, the Antichrist. And 3.5 years into the treaty, Antichrist will break it and go into the Jewish temple by force of arms and commit an abomination, declaring himself to be God and setting up an image. 3.5 years into the tribulation period. That's exactly what that, 1,290 days comes out to be. Now, Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians, which I cited above, that the gathering together to Christ would not happen until that event took place. Clear as day. Christians are being told that they will be spared of the tribulation, persecution, and hardships by this rapture that takes place before this world falls into a complete Christian-hating hell. It's not happening. They won't be spared. And because they were not prepared for persecution by their pastors and preachers, a great falling away of the faith will take place, as Paul stated above. Christian, you must reject this pre-tribulation rapture nonsense, as it does not exist within the pages of this Bible. What the Bible does say is that you will be persecuted, jailed, hated, hunted, and executed for 3.5 years. Many places it says that. And just before God pours out his wrath upon this world, you will be taken. And don't expect your body to go with you like you see in the movies. Clothes all folded, dental implants laying on top. Your flesh will drop dead where it sits or stands. Only the spirit and soul will be taken. Because this flesh you ride around in is an abomination to God. Your spirit belongs to him, and he'll reclaim it immediately at the death, or at your death, or at your rapture. And your soul goes directly to the kingdom of God. Catch episode 2 of Everyday Questions Answered from the Bible on WVFFradio.com to fully understand that exactly how you leave this earth. Flesh, body, spirit, it's all here. But this rapture nonsense has to quit. And I know it won't. It's all going by the book. The book says there'll be a great falling away of faith because of this nonsense. But you personally don't have to be one of them. If you're hearing these words today, prepare yourself for hard times to come. Don't expect the big yellow rapture school bus to come snatch you out. We'll catch you next time.
That wraps up today's Short of Everyday Questions with Pastor Dave. We hope you've gained some insight into today's question and will join us again next time. Thanks again for staying tuned to Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.